Thanks, Brad. Good morning. And yesterday morning, the EPD's problem-oriented policing unit served a search warrant at a suspected marijuana sales house on the 1600 block of R Street, Eureka. The warrant was obtained after the POP unit developed information that residents were involved in a for-profit marijuana operation. 30-year-old Kevin James Hooley, the resident at the house, was detained during a traffic stop away from the residence. And during a search, investigators located and seized 24 pounds of processed marijuana, packaged for sale in half-pound and one-pound bags, 5 firearms, $38,000 in cash. Hooley was arrested, transported to the Humboldt County Correctional Facility, where he was booked for possession of marijuana for sale and maintaining a space for unlawfully manufacturing, storing, and distributing a controlled substance. As for the street value of the marijuana at the house, $48,000. During the course of the investigation, POP investigators also found evidence identifying the location of a second property in the Dinsmore area associated with the suspects. That information was relayed to the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office, and they took action, finding a lot more marijuana at that location. With the news from the State Equalization Board that sales taxes are up and better than projected, Eureka City Manager David Tyson spoke about economic development in the city that will help improve the economic picture locally, especially the expansion of the Lost Coast Brewery.
Lost Coast Brewery is it's permitted by the city. They are in the process of developing their building plans and specs, and those will be submitted to the building department for review and processing. And of course, we're meeting constantly with the owner's representatives to iron out issues. And I understand that there's the land transaction is in the wings and it's ready to happen. So we're about to happen. So that's encouraging.
Tyson also pointed out that the expansion project not only puts local contractors to work, but keeps those brewery jobs in town.
Real excited that the owner, Barbara Groom, has been able to find a location in the city limits of Eureka. I know she was heavily courted by other communities here. And Barbara was a project of the back in the late 80s, early 90s that the city took on to assist. And she's been one of our pride and joys for many, many years. And we're very happy that she chose to stay with us and stay in Eureka and keep those jobs in Eureka and develop a really very nice project in a for our community.
And Tyson, who steps down in December after 10 years in the city manager's office, has been at the forefront of economic development in Eureka. More KINS news after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
Mendocino County investigators have arrested a 40-year-old Richmond man after setting up an internet sting. The sheriff's office received information that Michael Sparks had been attempting to make contact with a minor in Fort Bragg through the Craigslist website, and over the course of a month, investigators exchanged emails with Sparks and complied a slew of lewd emails as a result. Sparks then traveled to Fort Bragg with the intent of meeting the minor, and on Saturday, he met investigators instead. While being interviewed, Sparks admitted he had the intent of engaging in sexual relations with the minor and was found to be in possession of materials to be used in the act. Sparks was booked in the Mendocino County Jail, and the bail was set at $50,000. With the passage of Governor Brown's Proposition 30 last week, the Board of Trustees at the California State University will implement a previously approved plan to rescind a $250 fee increase. The rescinding of the fee will affect Humboldt State University as well as the CSU network. A semester at a CSU campus will revert to just over $5,400, and students will be accredited or refunded the money they paid for the fee hike. Enrollment will remain static for the next year as well, but campus admissions offices will begin to review the thousands of applications from first-time students that have been placed on hold due to a freeze in new admissions. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.